following was related to me by a friend. A man claimed to be an atheist, but when his child became critically ill, he took it to a hospital sponsored by a religious group. The hospital chaplains regularly offered both comfort and assistance to the family. The preacher of a local church also visited regularly. Others from the church also came by and provided housing and transportation. During the stay at the hospital, there were prayers, flowers, cards, and calls. You see, Christianity really blooms during a time of need. Tragically, the child died. The local church provided food, singers, pallbearers, and mourners. There was a funeral permeated by love. As far as my friend knows, not one atheist showed up for the funeral. You see, there are no atheist hospitals, chaplains, or children's homes. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. My friend concluded, "Where is an atheist when you need one?" This has been a minute of meditation. I'm Mike Dyer.